when the Lord was present with his disciples at the end of his journey here, there was one that followed the principle of I will not leave you. And the end result was tremendous failure. Then when we follow the theme of the assemblies in Revelation, the last one had the same attitude that we are talking about as far as Sihon. And it was all about the rights of the people. It is all pertaining self. Brethren, the scripture is very clear that once we are in such a condition that everything is circled around me, and if we don't see the danger that the world is trying to mold us into that attitude, then there's something wrong with us. I mean, I don't know if you see it, brethren, but I really look at it that way, that even technology is teaching us all the iPhone and the iPad and every other eye, because somehow there's that principle that everything should be circled around myself. And there's no question about it, that there will be a tremendous failure in the life of the believer to be able to obtain and to enjoy what will be before us as far as the inheritance in the land once we are occupied with ourselves. Until we come to the conclusion that David have came through. All. Now, don't separate that word, all. David said, all are from thee, and from thy hand do we give. So I have to come to that principle and conclusion, that whatever we have, it is all from him. And for us, not to use it for our own pleasures and delight only, but also to use it for his glory and for his honor. So may the Lord help us to set ourselves aside and start considering the interest of God first in these things, and also the interest of the brethren.
So what would be the consequence then in relation to my rights and my interest, the fleshly disposition of Sihon? What will be the consequence? Will there be the possibility of the providential hand of God coming in upon me?
It's a spirit that we need to fight. It is a spirit that we are bombarded with all the time. And we need to fight this whole thing completely. Sihon, as we have, he is hostile to you, because after all, if you are not going to demand your right, they're going to call you a loser. But are you really a loser? If you are not maintaining your right according to the world standard, when you are bought with the blood of the Lord Jesus, you have no rights. The only rights is the rights of Christ upon your heart. And that's what we need to learn. To counterattack Sihon's spirit that's prevailing among us, that everything, and we talk about material things here, just keep that in mind. It's material things we are talking about, which is a big snare to all of us. It is available. It is easy. I worked hard for it. I want it. That spirit needs to be fought against using the word of God, keeping in mind, I'm passing through. I'm a stranger. What did Mephibosheth just say? Let him take it all. Let him take it all. It's a very short time that we are passing through. I am not going to be fighting to maintain my rights. The only right is the right of Christ on my life. And that's the right that I will fight for.
In Luke 9, I think something that relates to this directly. In Luke chapter 9, the Lord Jesus speaking says in verse 23, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me, and this is where it leads to, if we take up this world's things as our treasured possession, then we will deny him. We will be ashamed of him. And this is always the ingredients. But if we deny ourselves, take up the cross, and follow Him, then we'll be glad to be identified with Him, even though we lose everything here. And I think that's a danger. If we love our life in this world, it says in John 12, he that loves his life in this world shall lose it. I think if this is what we treasure, we will lose it all.
And I think there is a consequence, as we have heard, so that we can move to the second enemy. But we have somehow to bring the in light of New Testament, what is applied over here? How wonderful that the consequences are God is sovereign to take everything away from you. He is sovereign. And they made a poet, there was that spirit of boasting that how we have obtained everything by our own energy. And that city is going to be built up. And I'm reminded always, dear brethren, when there is activity of the flesh, all circled around me. I'm reminded of that saying in the book of Malachi when he was talking to Esau. And he says, Esau is saying, those fleshly individuals, I will build up the cities. And God said, listen, you can build them, but I will overthrow them. And brethren, until I learned this principle, that God is in total control over me, that if I don't use these things that have been bestowed upon me in a righteous way, you might say the armor of righteousness, doing and having the right evaluation on these things, God is sovereign to do whatsoever He feels right. So the first lesson we have learned, it is all about self. And I'm wondering, Brother Amo, for time's sake, so that we can go to the New Testament, if you can just introduce us to the second aspect of the second enemy that they have used over here and get some gain from it.
So now we saw the king Sihon. The carnal attitude of possessing everything by my own rights, by my own power, because I earn it, I deserve it, and nobody could tell me what to do. That is the attitude. The Apostle Paul actually counterattacked that in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. When he said, do I go to the judges of this world to settle my case on my right? The attitude that we have prevailing among us, because that's what you are taught at school, you have the rights. Human rights is a big thing. And nobody should violate your rights. We need to realize what rights that we have. So Paul is using that, the spirit of Sihon, that he said, I'm not going to do that. I would rather suffer loss. But then the enemy comes in a different angle, in a different way. And now we have Og. He is also a spirit, a carnal spirit, that takes this material possession, but in a different way now. Something kind of really fascinating written about him. In chapter 3 of Deuteronomy. And in verse 11. That's the other spirit. Now, not the spirit is my right, I'm going to fight for it because it's mine. That's one spirit. Here's the other spirit. In verse 11 of Deuteronomy chapter 3. For only Og, the king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of Jashan. Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. Is it not in the Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubit was the length thereof, and 4 cubit the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. Here is you're talking about taking it really easy and enjoy it. You are known by your bed. Not a couch potato. It's worse. You are known by your bed. You are known that you take everything, material things, and you just enjoy them for yourself. It's an indulgence. That I am going to have Saturday for myself. So I am going to spend the whole time to indulge myself in doing whatever I wanted to do because it's my time. I am going to, the money that the Lord entrusted me with, I am just going to spend it and waste it in indulgence. I'm not talking now about buying food. It's indulgence. As a matter of fact, when I have food, I'm just going to eat half of it and throw half of it away. It is really that spirit of abundance that we see and we want to indulge in it. That's the spirit of the world. You just got to have leisure. You gotta have indulgence. You have to satisfy yourself. As a matter of fact, you just have a bigger bed where you could be so lazy and enjoy yourself completely. Is there any spiritual progress for such a spirit when takes the things that the Lord entrusted us with and enjoy it this way? That is the second kind of an enemy that we have. That is a spirit that we need to fight. Material things are entrusted to us. What kind of attitude? The scripture tells us, and those who are using the world, not abusing it. Are we abusing the things that are given to us, or are we? Because he said the same thing, we'll pass by. We're just going to buy it with money. We don't want to have anything from you. We're going to buy the little that we could, just enough to make us pass by. That's the second spirit that we have a warfare against. And when we come to the New Testament, we see what kind of weapon we need to fight against them.